Chapter 1, Catholic Light. Faith that can't be bullied by life. Faith, it does not make things easy, it makes them possible. I was raised Catholic Light. We were Catholic, but we didn't go to church much. In my parents' defense, we grew up all over the world, moving from country to country. My dad was in the oil business, so there wasn't a whole lot of predictability in our Sundays. In some places, it was easy to attend church. In others, like Iran, not so much. I didn't ponder my faith often, but I knew I loved God. I had no idea why. I just did. We didn't have Bible readings or scripture discussions in our home. We believed in God. We knew that Jesus was his son. And we thought a third party called the Holy Spirit was very nice. I knew this because when I made the sign of the cross, we listed three things. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Three. Got it. Love him. Okay. Like many things in my life, my relationship with God has evolved throughout a fairly turbulent life journey. It began in my youth with that innocent, unquestioning faith. In my early 20s, it transitioned into a full-on, plate-smashed-against-the-walls kind of anger and a breakup with God. You'll understand why in a moment. Then it moved into a cautious, slow dating period in my late 20s until I was all in with God in my 30s. I gave my life to God at 39, totally, utterly, and completely. I mean, not like a monk who gives up every bit of his worldly goods or something, but my heart and soul became his. It was very clear that God had not called me to give up my laptop or my cell phone. So what precipitated the breakup? The plate-breaking years began in 1989. I was the ripe old age of 19 when I fell in love, married a wonderful man, and started having babies. In my world, this was the be-all and end-all for a good Southern girl. I was set up for my happily ever after. Of course, we were young and struggled, as most young couples do, with our finances, our communication, our approaches to parenting, all of it. We were babies trying to be grown-ups and raising two precious little ones, Mackenzie and Madison. In June 1991, our lives were completely shattered. We lost our precious daughter, Madison, to a rare bacterial pneumonia. She was 9 months old. One week, she was pressing her sweet face into the curve of my neck and beginning to pull up into a standing position. And 8 days later, she was in my arms, taking her last breath in a tiny pediatric ICU room at St. Francis Hospital. It happened so cruelly fast. I have the most vivid memory of sitting in Madison's bedroom one August night, 8 weeks after she was gone. Every piece of clothing still hanging in her closet, the plush stuffed animals resting in the corners of her room. But her crib stood empty. I was pushing myself back and forth in her rocking chair, crying a cry so intense it racked every muscle in my body and sucked up every ounce of air in my lungs. It felt like all the tears I could make in an entire lifetime were flowing in that moment. The pain was so excruciating that I could barely gasp for breath. It's been 25 years. I can still smell the scent of her room. I can see the vibrant colors of the mural on her wall. I can feel the softness of her sheets and blankets, all of it etched in my mind for an eternity. I still remember how angry I felt that my husband was in the other room, unable to comfort me or even himself. But most of all, I was furious that I loved a God who took babies away from their mommies. And I would never breathe normally after this. I would never again love this God. My husband and I were forever dramatically and drastically changed. Within 2 months of losing her, we separated. Neither of